July 6th, meeting of the Naco Sanitary District, regular, actually it's a special meeting. Special meeting of the Naco Sanitary District is called to order at 10:26 on July 6th. And of course, where's my pen? There it is. We have...
Okay, so old business.
Well, first got to do roll call. Okay. Roll call. Everybody here? Robert Orlowski's got a permanent excused absence. And we have Andy Foster.
Here.
Jesus Carrera.
Here.
Charlie Bainey.
Here.
Steve Day. Here. Cool.
Old business.
Looking for
it. Discuss and approve the minutes.
Oh, it's not on here, so I can't.
I know it's not, but that's why I'm telling you. It's on the one that I printed, that I left at home.
Wow, this is confusing. Yeah, it would have been. Oh, Jesus. I hope everybody's hopefully had a chance to read the minutes from the work sessions that we had in our last meeting. And if so, anybody got any suggestions for any changes? I'm reading it here. It looks to be pretty correct. I read it already. So. It's good for me.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes of May 24th, 2022.
All in favor of improving the meetings for the work session and the special meeting that followed it for May 24th, 2022. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously, and the minutes will be entered into record. New business. The budget. We all approve the modified budget of $90,715 on the 24th of May, and this is just if been any new suggestions, any changes, anything else. Anybody got anything to say before we move to pass it? We've put it in the paper. It's been in for the 30-day period.
So that's according to Arizona statute. So it's the public notice has been published. There has been no public comments on this budget.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments?
Okay. I move that we approve the budget as written from
the
modified.
Motion.
All in favor of approving the modified budget of $90,715 for the fiscal year 2022-2023, say. Actually, I have to do it individually. Andy Foster.
Aye.
Jesus Guerrera.
Aye.
Charles Bainey.
Aye.
Steve Day. Aye.
Unanimous.
Budget passes unanimously.
Guys, we're tired.
Yeehaw. Anyway, that's done. Basically, I didn't bring any of the bills. They're the same as every month, though. The utilities and stuff like that.
So, yeah, the next item on the agenda is discussion of the bills.
The only bills are basic monthly operating expenses of rent for the office and stuff and utilities. Pretty much everything else is billed. We paid Ripple off already, so we don't owe them anymore.
So there's no motion then?
Yep. No.
It's our next item is to discuss our past
accounts. I know. Okay, here we go. Discuss. I don't know. There's enough. I'm a little bit mad right now. I see this report and it's horrible. It's like 90% of our customers owe us at least mostly more than 1 month.
Okay.
I mean, it's crazy.
Our past due then.
And our total past due amounts. And we can correct this. Some of these may be illegitimate bills. We've gotten right because correct our billing list. Some of these might be renters that we need to take off. But as far as we know, as right now, it's $32,490 in bills that haven't been paid from regular customers. This doesn't include, like the RV park, which we've only been billing a small amount to. It's like, it's supposed to be $400 a month. So, yeah, something's got to be done about this.
You've discussed with the RV park owner?
I've already talked to the RV park owner. That one's probably going to be a non-issue. But as far as this other goes, people have got us. Okay. This is not good. We've got people doing all sorts of tricky things.
I recommend that we put a letter in the next bill. When's the next bill come out, Nikki?
Yeah, it's going to come out now.
It's out now, so it'll be the next month.
Yeah, I'm going to print them out to maybe over the next few days for July.
A few days? What day do you mail them?
Well, they will probably be mailed next week.
Next week? Okay, so I can insert a letter to all the customers about our past due bills then.
Yeah, because... So we have our hand tried. See, when you have options like you have a backhoe to dig people's cut the service off or a switch to cut service off,
we'll insert a letter.
You have options. We don't have those options. We can't afford to hire people to come up. So the only option we have is to charge people with the crime of stealing services. That should be included in the letter. And one of our options would just be start charging people that are over 90 days through the county with theft of services. It's the same threat that the electric company gives you when you don't pay the bill. They can charge you with that. They choose not to. If you want to play these games, this is how it's going to happen. Because as it stands right now, part of that letter, I do believe, should include A, if everybody was paying their bill and we had this $32,000, including the $41,000 we collected last year, that would give us close to $77,000 plus our tax money. And that would completely fund us plus our revenue. Our two accounts, okay?
So,
otherwise, we're going to have to raise prices and raise taxes, and we're going to have to continue to do so until we get the $110,000 a year we should be getting for revenue every year in order to legitimately function. Either that or the whole town gets shut down.
So,
and then the other option is that we can come and shut you off, but when we shut you off, your house gets condemned. Then it's up to the county to give you a habitation permit, and they can be really jerks about that and make you bring your whole house back into code compliance before they give you your license to rent it out again. Okay. I'm done being these are the options. This is why we didn't want to go here. But we can't let this go on any further. We have to play hardball.
Have to collect our money.
We have to collect our money. It's unfair to the people who regularly pay their bills. I'm like a month or so behind. I'm not worried about the people that are 3 months behind or less.
So my suggestion is that...
We just send them a letter of a past due notice and inform them that, but this is what happens when you get more than 90-day past dues. These are all our options. Kind of like the motor vehicle division, the court does when they tell you, if you don't pay your fine, we can take your license away. Exactly. That's what we need to do.
So I suggest that... you, Monica, and me get together and write a rough draft of the letter, and the board will have to approve the contents of the letter before we mail it. So we'll need a quick special session to discuss and approve the letter that we send next week. So we'll need another quick meeting. We might be able to just do it over the phone because it'll just take no more than 10 minutes. But I suggest that the vice chair and the chair... In fact, I'm going to put this as a motion. I make a motion to have the vice chair and the chair and the office manager write a draft letter to the customers, and then we'll hold a special meeting to approve it. So that's my motion.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a second?
I didn't hear it.
So the motion is for the chair, vice chair, and office manager to draft a letter to the customers about past due accounts and then hold a special meeting. And Andrew seconded it?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Day?
All in favor of?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
So
motion to send letters to draft and send a letter to a customer has... passed unanimously.
So we have a motion. So we'll do the draft, and then we'll call up the special meeting, and it won't take long. And then we'll get that out before the postage goes out. So we'll have a letter in our next bills. And that pretty well.
Yeah, because
it covers it. That's it for our agenda.
Yeah,
it's
we just got
collections, past due bills and collections. We have a motion. So, call to the public.
Mm-hmm.
There is no public. Mr. Day.
Call to the public. Yeah, no, there's no public. Anyway, do anybody in the member, staff member, comments? Anybody?
Well, I was just thinking about it takes the person, cost them about $2 to pay a $17 bill. So I was just thinking, because with the, if there's a money order, a postage and all that, if you, oh, maybe not $2, but over, certainly over a dollar.
Yeah.
$1.50.
Postal money order is $1.69, so yeah.
If you could bill them quarterly, maybe, put out bill, but then they got further behind, but I mean, that would be
perhaps,
one way.
Perhaps, yeah. Let's put that on the agenda for our next meeting then. That's a good idea.
Yeah, maybe. Yep. We'll have to discuss that.
I don't think it's a good idea.
But then make sure, or that's what I was trying to call in English to see if we could get all the phone numbers and everything so we can ask for a grant to make people pay on the phone.
We're going to get that direct. I mean, we'll,
yeah,
we'll
that's
get
the thing.
Once we straighten that problem out.
That's part of the letter we have to write, okay, guys? But anyway.
Okay, anyhow.
Right. Today's,
yeah, informing people that, you know, you want to play this game, you're forcing us into doing some pretty harsh things, and we will do those, and you can, you know, unelect us 2 years down the line, but I don't think it's going to work. Yep.
And so that's our public comments. Anything else?
Motion that we adjourn the July 6th meeting of the Naco Sanitary District.
I second.
All in favor of adjourning the meeting?
Aye.
Aye. Sounded unanimous to me. And it's 10:38.
Okay, 36.
Meeting adjourned at 10:38.
So what would that mean to basically if they lose the...